Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Christopher, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. When did the police call to your hall door?
About, the end of October, so about a month ago.
And how many? How many?
Three very nice, I have to admit, detectives.
And were you expecting them?
Absolutely not. It scared the life out of me.
So there was what time, night or day, and you're the door?
It was about 8:30 in the evening. Unfortunately, I go to bed quite early due to illness, I was in the bed at the time. I had the side gate locked, so two of them jumped over before I could actually get up out of bed and go to the door. But I think once I opened the door, you know, I have a walking stick, they kind of went, this might be slightly different than what we were expecting.
So what did they say to you? What were they expecting?
They said, listen, we have a search warrant under the Misuse of Drugs Act. We need to search the house because we believe you are growing cannabis plants.
And how do you plead?
Well, I plead absolutely guilty. I was growing one plant of a strain called Charlotte's Web, which I was using to treat multiple cirrhosis.
And did they find the plant?
Oh, absolutely! I showed them where it was. I had no problem in showing them where it was.
And
I had a drying in my woodshed out the back. I had grown the plant in the greenhouse.
And how big or small would it be?
It was pretty small, to be honest. There wasn't very much on it at all. Ireland really doesn't have the climate for it, and there was no special setup. It was just a seed that was.
So you bring were they male or female, Gardaí?
Male, Gardaí.
Okay, so you bring, there's the four of you.
Unfortunately, I couldn't walk out the back. Like I said, I wasn't particularly well. But I said to them, listen, it's drying out in the shed. You're welcome
to go out and have a look.
Absolutely, yeah.
And did the three of them go out?
Two of them did, and one stayed with me to kind of calm me down. He was a lovely gentleman.
Oh, fair play.
He said, listen, you know, we're just going to try and get through this as well as we can. Yeah. We understand it's a shock, but if you work with us, we'll just get through it.
And Chris, without naming names, even if you do know them, how did they find out about this single plant in your woodshed?
Well, it's obvious somebody reported me along the line.
But who would know? Who would know?
I have no idea. It was very sad because I'm a very quiet person. I have been helping my elderly neighbours throughout the pandemic with baking bread and doing bits and pieces. I grow a lot of vegetables, not only weed, so I was sharing them out. But I have no idea how anybody came across this, or it didn't smell very strong because it's a special strain.
How do you ingest it?
I make it into canna butter, which is you basically cook it down in a pressure cooker with some lovely butter, and you put it into a jar and you take one spoon a day. And to be honest, Joe, it saved my life. I can tell you the history of it and how I even came to use it, if you wish.
Yeah, please do.
So I'd say it's about 10 years ago. I started to experience severe spasms and eyesight difficulties, and I kept falling over and a heavy feeling in my body. I think the only way I could describe it would be kind of like, do you know if you walk through a swimming pool, the pressure of the water on you?
Yeah,
it felt like that every day.
Yeah, okay.
So after a lot of tests, which were pretty horrific, including spinal taps and MRIs, I was diagnosed with multiple cirrhosis. I was put on medications to control the spasms, et cetera, et cetera. But to be honest, Joe, I kind of found it completely changed my personality. I wasn't there. Mm. You know, like I was on painkillers, et cetera, et cetera. And it really affected me. There was no joy in life anymore. And that was very difficult to have as well as an illness. I find multiple cirrhosis is very insidious. It slowly takes away your independence. And to be honest, the medication didn't really work that very well. I'd still have spasms that would literally disable me. And the pain was quite horrific day after day. And I was only a young man at the time. And there wasn't as much information as there is now about it. Mm-hmm. So after months and months and nearly a year of this constant pain and getting no good from the medication, I went on to a multiple sclerosis forum online. Okay. And started to read up about the remarkable effects that cannabis was having to treat the exact symptoms that I was suffering from. Now, I had never done drugs in my life. It's not a part of my life, and you know, but I couldn't ignore this, because if there's any chink of light for an illness, you tend to run towards it, no matter what it is.
Of course, of course.
So I got in touch with someone and I purchased them for the first time in my life, and I followed the instructions online and made up some can of butter. And I took a teaspoon that night, got up the next day and took another teaspoon. And to be honest, it changed my life. In actual fact, it didn't only change my life, it saved my life. Because at that stage, I was very close to suicide. And I don't mind admitting that. I was, for the first time, I was not racked in pain. I could control my legs. It was remarkable. That's going back, I'd say, maybe 4 years. So I have been purchasing it. Now, I'm on disability allowance, which is, I'm sorry to say to your listeners, but an absolute pittance if you have a disability. It is far more expensive to live with a disability than not.
Yeah, yeah.
And cannabis is extremely expensive. I had got to the stage that I genuinely couldn't afford it. Now, I had been able to go back and do a few hours' work because I had this teaspoon a day.
Okay.
I was able to control my arms enough, et cetera, to be able to do my job again. And it kind of, I felt like part of the community, that you know, I wasn't forgotten anymore. I wasn't just curled up in a chair. But it got to the stage where it became nearly impossible to get it on the black market, which often happens. Once I ran out, well, the symptoms came back and I could no longer work. I couldn't be part of the community. I couldn't give anything back. This had happened a few times.
Okay.
And I said to myself, well, listen, the only way I can actually ensure that I have a supply of what I consider a life-saving medication was to grow it myself. Okay. So you know, at about the same time, I had heard on the radio about that remarkable woman, Mrs. Toomey, who walked from Cork to Dublin
for her daughter,
to shine a light on access to medical marijuana in cases where it's needed.
But it's not legalised now.
Yeah, but Joe, it might be legal, but it's nearly impossible for anybody to get.
Why?
Because in the first place, we're not really seeing our consultants now because of the pandemic.
Okay.
In the second place, the drug that they're prescribing is called Savatex.
Yeah.
Savatex has a ratio of 1:1. That means one level of THC to one level of cannabinoid. It doesn't suit everybody. I have tried it, and to tell you the God honest truth, it didn't really work.
Okay.
The Charlotte's Web cannabis plant has a completely different, it only has 0.01% of THC. Now, for your listeners, THC is the psychoactive compound.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stuff that gets you stoned. That's not the stuff that we're after. We're after a very low level of that, but a very high level of CBD, which is the cannabinoids, and some terpenes inside it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte's Web was bred by an American couple, for as far as I can remember, for their daughter, I might have that wrong, who suffered from epilepsy. Mm-hmm. It had been carefully bred, and I had read on the forums that it was ideal for what I was looking for. So I purchased the seed, which, by the way, is perfectly legal.
To purchase a seed?
A seed of Charlotte's Web marijuana.
So what's illegal is putting it into a pot, is it?
It's putting it into the ground.
That's when
I broke the law. I did think about it, and I thought about it very hard before I did it, because I'd never broken the law before. But I defy anybody to say I did wrong if they were suffering the way I was suffering. It was very difficult. Every day was very difficult.
And can you buy Charlotte's Web legally? Another
absolutely.
Okay.
You can buy it online and it's perfectly legal. You know, it's just when you put it into the ground, it becomes illegal. Which was, in my mind, I just don't see. I don't see why that's the way. But that's what happened.
And where is the plant now?
It's been taken by the detectives to be analysed.
It's evidence.
It's evidence now. But of course, when they took it, that was all I had. I can't afford to buy any now, and now I'm back to exactly where I started.
Wow.
You know, it's not. There's a vast difference between recreational marijuana and medical marijuana.
Mm.
You know, we don't have access to it. That's an absolute myth.
Is it okay?
Simon Harris, yes, he signed this legislation.
Well over a year ago.
But he also said that it was a scheme of last resort.
Hmm.
Which is it's a statement which means, well, I'm sorry, if you can get anything else that works, you know, or kind of works, we won't allow you have something that definitely works. Like, this is not just me saying it, Joe. It's been published in The Lancet. There is very strong medical evidence here behind it. Savatex does not work for everybody. You know, there's special strains out there that you can grow that work. And now, just because I was treating an illness, I wasn't supplying anybody. The detective said, listen, we can see it's for you. But now I could end up with a criminal record. Because of this. And I've never done anything wrong in my life, bar put that seed into the ground to try take some of the pain away.
But you see, the law would say, where, obviously it's a difficult, you sourced cannabis prior to this.
Yes, I had to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Were you not worried, Christopher, that when you...
I was worried, yeah. That, I was, you know, extremely worried.
As at the time that you were going to, I don't know what, you collect your can, whatever you do, when you've got time, at the time you were going to collect the cannabis or it was being delivered or whatever, that might have been a guard sting that you could have been caught in the middle of, and that would be...
Well, it was worth the risk, Joe, because at the time I felt like somebody was pouring a kettle of boiling water over me with neuropathic pain. It's I can't describe what a pain will drive you to extremes.
No.
You know, it was the only thing that worked, and it was the only thing that gave me a chance at a normal life. That's how remarkable it is. I just because it has such a bad name, which is ridiculous in the first place, because it only got that bad name through Nixonian politics in America. And it's people like me now, and people with cancer, and people with epilepsy that are suffering.
Even though we are doing no harm. But
it's
one of the reasons it got the bad name. One, because wherever we're selling cannabis, also start selling heroin and crack cocaine and whatever tablets they could get their hands
on. Joe, there's no correlation to cannabis and heart.
I know. But there could be in the individual who's selling them. That's my own. The only correlation is they can be from the same vendor.
Yeah, but
when you
can't grow it, you're forced to support that industry.
I take that point.
Mm.
And there is evidence of long term effects of cannabis on people who are not using it medicinally. People who are using it recreationally.
Well, that's up for debate as well.
Yeah.
People with mental problems and people, there's far more evidence that alcohol causes far more damage.
I can go to the off-license now and buy a bottle of whiskey. And I take that point, and if we were starting all over again, we probably wouldn't legalise alcohol.
Absolutely.
But anyway,
I'm talking about if it is legalised, to be regulated very heavily.
Okay, the same way the drinks industry is regulated.
I'd actually say more heavily, to be honest. I think it should be 21 years of age. What about you see them now?
Do you see them in health? No, I think you've answered it. CBD oil and all these different oils. Is that any help? No, obviously you've tried everything.
Because that tends to come from hemp plants, hence the reason it's legal. And you need a certain level of THC in order to have the relaxation effects from it. You know, this, like Charlotte's Web in particular, is very good because it also, it controls the anxiety that's associated with having an illness like this, or cancer, etc., etc. You know, it's...
Oh, Christopher, stay there. I have a few breaks today. Please stay with us.
I will, of course.
Okay, 51551, my job.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Christopher's contacted us. Christopher is in his 40s now. He was diagnosed with MS when he was 29 in extreme pain. Spasms can affect also your hearing and your eyesight, as you know. Some remission from time to time, but it's never permanent. He tried loads of medications, strong painkillers. I think the phrase you used, Christopher, was some of them even changed my personality. And then you discovered through research, which is fairly straightforward these days on the internet, that there was a formula called Charlotte's Web, a type of cannabis that's available in other countries, but not available here. There are some forms of cannabis available here under legislation for MS, but Christopher says they are of no use to him. And then he was growing one plant of the Charlotte's Web. He didn't want to, well, he couldn't, they're expensive. Didn't want to be going to, I don't know, what do you call them, drug dealers, Christopher? Is that where do you get your cannabis?
Well, I think that's the name for them, Joe.
Yeah, okay. For obvious reasons, and for financial reasons. So he got one seed, put it in one pot, put it in his shed out the back. And then the Gardaí, legitimately, they had a warrant. Three of them arrived. Obviously, they thought they were going to go into a massive grow house or something, Christopher. And they went out the back and they found this pot and they confiscated. Have you had any? And you say you plead guilty. You plead guilty.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I plead guilty. Because, do you know, my saying comes to my mind from that I heard a long time ago. Thomas Jefferson once said that if a law is unjust, a man is not only right to disobey it, he's obliged to do so. I don't want to mix up recreational marijuana with medical marijuana. The two things are a very different story. And often what I hear when I bring up medical marijuana is somebody will say, oh, well, listen, it causes this and this problem, etc., etc. And yes, I do accept all that. But I'm treating an illness at home by myself. I'm not supplying it to anybody. It would never go outside the door. It goes into my fridge and stays there and treats my illness so that I can work, I can pay tax, I can do all the things that a member of society is meant to do.
If you're lucky,
I can't see why I'm wrong.
Yeah. And you say you ingest it. Is it through butter or you make a butter out of it?
You cook it in butter. You cook it down in butter and the oil releases the compounds that you need. You strain the butter, and I shouldn't be telling people how to do it. But,
it's online, and let's not be...
Oh, it is online. Yeah. You strain the butter, you put it into a jar. It keeps for a long, long time.
And what colour is
Every morning, it's a greeny-yellow colour. Beautiful colour, actually.
Okay, and what's it... And you take a spoon to the cake of it or the tub of it or whatever?
No, I I'm a bit more metropolitan, so I take a spoon and I mix it in with black coffee and drink it in the morning.
Okay.
And it will last all day. You know, it helps me sleep, my legs.
Well, that's beyond. Everything else, as far as I'm concerned, pales into insignificance. I was going to ask you about the taste and the texture, but that's irrelevant. It's a medicine for you.
It's medicine.
So it's
treated as such.
You'll endure any taste, texture.
And I think it's important to remember, there is no noted cases of any overdoses from marijuana. It's not like heroin or hard drugs in any way, shape or form in that sense. Yes, it shouldn't be given to people with mental problems and it shouldn't be given to younger people, but that's the case with most medication.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't have access here. And the access we do have is very, very restrictive. Now, there was a poll...
But you're saying the access has been further constricted during... the lockdown.
Of course.
And just explain that a bit more, if you can.
Well, I think we have to go into the fact that the consultants and neurologists, etc., etc., are very, very wary of prescribing medical cannabis because it's too new a law. You know, they don't know where liability lies. And even if I was lucky enough to get a prescription for it, the prescription would involve either Savatex, which I know doesn't work, or the pharmacological versions of Savatex. Mm. Or I'd be able to get an import license to go to the Netherlands and get the oil that's made over there. But the cost would be absolutely huge. I could never afford it. And I can't afford the little amount that it costs to go out and buy it on the black market. My hands are tied. The only thing that works.
I have another breakdown. What are you surviving on at the minute, both financially and medically, Christopher, if you don't mind?
I'm not really surviving, to be honest. But I think when somebody comes to the end of the line and they ring your show, it's true desperation. I've gone to the, like they took, that small plant would have made a year's worth of can of butter. They've taken a whole year out of my life. I can't afford to go buy it. I'm already starting to seize off. I'm sitting on my couch, coming up to Christmas all by myself, going, all I have to look forward to is a court case. And it's not fair.
Have the guards been back, Christopher? Have they come back and said, or have you got
any? No, they haven't. Yeah. They haven't come back. And I have to say again, I just want to make
really
sure that
sound.
Everybody's
yeah,
aware.
Yeah,
they were amazing. They were absolutely amazing. They were sweet and kind and understanding. They obviously had been given information that just wasn't true and changed their whole attitude the minute that they realised the situation. They were absolutely amazing and I only have good things to say. I even said to them that night, listen, I'm so sorry, I know it's your job.
Yeah, fair point.
Because I could see that they were upset.
And did they have to seize the can of butter, so to speak, the can of butter? Did they?
I didn't get the chance to make it.
Because I just harvested that day.
That was the year's worth. So that was it. There was nothing there then. You know, the cupboard was bare, let's say.
It's
horrific.
Okay, hold,
because I just don't know what comes next, you know.
Okay, well, let's try and find out what people are saying after this break. Stay with us, Christopher.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Again, we're talking to Christopher. See, Christopher, a lot of the calls we're getting, one, Christopher's not your name. Sure it's not?
No, okay. No.
I can't give out your location.
No.
Simply
because we don't know what's happening with the case.
Yeah. But we're being inundated with people saying, I want to deliver a plant to them, I want to deliver, I want to help this. So there's a lot of people in the country in the same situation as yourself.
But there's a lot of us out here. A quick look on Twitter, you can see mothers crying out for help for their children for the same thing, and nobody's listening. Well, they are listening, but they're listening with a bias that's unreasonable.
Yeah.
And it's like... There's real people behind these stories. You know, I've always tried to be a good person. I've always tried to look after the people around me. Yeah. And
Christopher, are you out of work? Can you work with the illness?
No, I can't work now. Oh, okay. Believe it or not, my last jar of can of butter that I had. Do you know the little break that we had between the lockdown?
I
was actually able to go back and do my few hours of work because I had it, and it was great. All of a sudden, I was able to top up the gas meter. I was able to get in extra food, and you know, it was wonderful. And more importantly, I was able to talk to people because this illness has completely isolated me.
Okay.
You know, and that's a major part of it as well. People are very good, but people have their own lives.
Yeah.
And when you kind of drop out of society, people forget about you.
Yeah. But when you say drop out, it's because of MS. It's because of your illness.
Of course, it's because it's too dangerous for me to go out because I don't know when I'm going to fall over.
Yeah.
And it's very embarrassing. And then you have bowel problems and... You know, it's very embarrassing.
Okay, I think we're going to be continuing this tomorrow, Christopher. I'm way over time. You stay safe as best you can.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you listening to my story.
Well, it's you've generated an enormous amount of compassion and interest and a fair amount of anger as well. That's Christopher. Back tomorrow at 1:45. Shanna Gorman, producer, Ray Darcy next.